Kilayim Perches Mishnah Vav. Shor Bor Min Behema. So Tanna Kamma holds that a wild ox is a type of behema. It's really domesticated. As the Rav explains, it really comes from the civilized area, and it just ran out to the wilderness and became a wild ox. But really, its ikker place is in civilization. It's domesticated, and it's a behema. Rabbi Yossi Amar Min Chaya. Rabbi Yossi says that really it belongs in the wilderness. He was born to be wild, and that's why it's treated like a chaya. So what's the nafkamina, whether it's a behema or a chaya? So according to the Rav, Taisis Yantar brings, and the way we've learned earlier, that as far as kilayim is concerned, any two different type of species is kilayim, whether they're both tar, both tame, chaya, behema, it doesn't matter. The most practical nafkamina, the Rav says, is two things. Number one, the fats of a behema is usr. So according to the Tanna Kamma, this shor bar, the fats are usr. And also behema, when one shechts a behema, they don't have to cover its blood like you do by a chaya. And according to Biosi, since it's a chaya, the fats are mutter, and you do have to do kisya adam. You do have to cover its blood after it's shechted. Next animal, kelev, a dog, min chaya. The Tanna Kamma holds it's a chaya. Rabbi Meir Omer min behema. It's a behema. It's more domesticated. What's the nafkamina? Dog you can't eat. So the Rav says that the nafkamina is if a person wants to write that all of the chayas, the wild animals that he owns in his rishus, is, you know, he's selling, or he's trying to be mekadesh and give over to the ownership of the Beis HaMikdash, all chayas in his rishus. So there, it's going to make a difference whether the kelev is part of that statement or not. Chazir, a pig, min behema. That's a domesticated animal. So at least the chazir is not a vilde chaya. Aroid, which is a wild donkey, min chaya. Again, same nafkamin. You can't eat a pig. You can't eat a wild donkey. It has to do with selling and be mekadesh something to the mikdash. Bedek abayis. Hapil, an elephant, v'hakoif, and a monkey, min chaya, these are all chayas. One would think they're somewhat domesticated, they can be trained somewhat. The Melech HaShlomo explains that even elephants have a certain understanding of speech. Same with monkeys, that they have, both of them have some type of human characteristics that came about through the Dor HaMabul and the Chait of the Dor HaMabul, but still they're chayas. Now the last case is totally different. V'odam mutter im kulam limshoich v'lachor shulahanik. Now we're going back to kilayim with a man pushing, let's say, a wagon with a donkey at the same time, or plowing together with one of these other animals. For Adam mutrim kulam, Adam is not part of kilayim, so he can do the work together with any other animal. Lim shoich, whether it's to pull v'lachrosh, to plow, lahanig, to lead. Why? So the Rav says, because when the Torah says, le'tachrosh b'shor v'chamor, so the drosha is that only a shor and a chamor can't plow, but a man and an ox and a man and a donkey, those two can plow.